Nation.
Welcome back to the Living Dead Minute, the daily podcast where we resurrect, revitalize, and reanimate George Romero's Night of the Living Dead 1 minute at a time in order. I'm Matt from the Savage Land podcast.
I'm Jason from right behind you.
I'm Rachel from the Savage Land podcast.
They're coming to get me, Matt. this we're on minute 12. Minute 12 starts with Barbara wandering through the house and ends with our friend Billy the zombie really drunk.
Real drunk, that old Billy.
Yeah.
It's a good thing, though, he's not driving or anything, so he's handling it responsibly.
He's not driving. Well, he could still get a public intoxication ticket.
Well, he's on private property.
What do you guys think about this minute? There's a lot going on. There's Barbara wandering through the house. She looks around some rooms, goes into some other rooms, and kind of looks around the house for a while.
Well, first I want to say happy election day to all of our American listeners.
Yeah. Did you vote? It's today. Go vote.
Can you still vote on election day?
Yeah, that's the day you vote.
I've always voted before election day. That's okay.
That's the day most people go and vote.
Go vote. It's I think we release our episodes at like 1 a.m. so there's probably still time, maybe.
Might be.
But yeah,
did you miss it? Hooray for the president.
Or not, congratulations, however you feel about it.
Yep.
There's a really scary deer in this minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. That was one hell of a music sting.
It really
was. I don't
know
why that's even a focal point.
Scared her.
Maybe she's a vegan.
Yeah.
I'm a vegan and I like
were killed by deer.
I like taxidermy.
Who knows? Maybe a deer like attacked her when she was a child.
Yeah. Oh, it could be.
Maybe she lived in a neighborhood full of really dangerous and aggressive deer.
Yeah.
A lot of deer gang activity.
A deer could have killed her parents.
Yeah, see? And then she
maybe
swore
the
vengeance.
Deer killed her dad.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Maybe her dad was a deer. And it was.
And he abandoned her.
She thought it was a zombie. Her dad was a zombie on the wall.
Did you guys notice right before? So when it's looking at Barbara as she's like wandering through with her very safe, mind you, her very safe knife holding.
She
did learn
way to hold a knife.
Yeah, she did learn hold it downward so if she trips it doesn't stab her in the eyeballs. But as she's walking around, right before it cuts to the deer, the camera does like this really weird jerky movement, almost like it was falling. Did you notice that?
Yeah, no, but I imagine it was probably just that.
Yeah,
like, probably.
I think
or
that
somebody
it literally
bumped it.
That would make sense as to why it suddenly cuts to the deer face or whatever. Is because like, you know, maybe that's why it has that really weird random jump scare. Is that they went, well, shit, we only had one take of this, and the camera fell.
I like that they're like, we're going to scare you during this movie, starting with a deer head.
Oh, no. Scary.
Yeah, it was weird. I am curious to, like, I wish I knew exactly what it was that happened in that cut, because it is just super odd.
It is odd, but at the same time, maybe they were just looking for a cheap jump.
Yeah. I just meant the camera jerking. I mean, yeah, for the deer or whatever, but...
I wonder, when was the first jump scare in a movie?
Ooh, that's a good question. We could, let's circle back to that one in the next minute.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. That's pretty much all I had for this minute that's actually relevant to what's on screen. What about you guys?
Yeah, the only other thing I have for this minute that's relevant on screen is I do quite enjoy, Billy the zombie, his drunken escapades as he walks around the farmhouse.
He looks like he's going on a drunken bender.
It looks like he picks up that stick and he's like, ugh, I don't like this stick. And he just kind of throws it against the house.
Stick is in my way. Yeah.
He's throwing like a little tantrum.
Yeah, he's just being really irrational about everything is what it looks like.
I will say the makeup has been talked about before, the makeup is definitely sort of evolving with every new scene.
Well, that's the thing, is they weren't filmed in in sequence, so the makeup jumps from looking good to looking bad kind of across the entire movie.
Yeah, because I was gonna say, he looks, I mean, in the, like, in this shot, he does look like a kind of like a raccoon.
Yeah,
like, yeah, kind of
doesn't have super scary face. He's just like, he just looks like a regular guy, but like slightly off looking, you know.
Yeah, the only other thing I have for this minute is the the farmhouse, that shot right as Barbara's walking into the room with the deer skull, the deer heads, does not look like a farmhouse. Kind of looks like a really nice sort of modern house.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Is it the same house that they shot the interiors for, or was it a different location shot?
No, it's the same house. Same house.
Because then, that's the one that was set for demolition, so they were kind of able to do whatever they wanted with it then.
Yeah, just looks a little nice for a farmhouse.
It does look very nice.
I mean, no judgments or anything, just saying.
Yeah, they probably,
maybe they're fancy farmers.
They're fancy farmers.
Maybe it was just like some rich people's house that they were like going to build a nicer house on top of it.
Yeah, maybe. They're fancy farmers with their fancy feast.
Yep. They're so fancy.
So fancy.
They eat the best cat food.
Yeah. Pinkies out. All that.
I don't know.
Do
you think pinkies out farmers ever existed?
Probably not.
I can't imagine so.
Or maybe they did.
Not to be prejudiced against people with their pinkies out or against farmers, but doesn't seem like there's a lot of crossover in that Venn diagram.
Probably isn't.
No, probably not.
But no, I'm with you. I'm with you, man. That's all I got for this minute too. It's a pretty uneventful minute.
It is. It's a slow one
in terms of on screen. It's nice though. I mean, you know, we're getting there. We're getting there, everybody.
Indeed, we are.
It's building up. We're in the farmhouse.
We are in the freaking farmhouse, man. That's something for sure. Can you guys think of any other sort of zombie movies or horror movies that take place in a farmhouse?
Excellent question.
Maybe we could circle back to it if we want to.
Other than The Walking Dead that took place on the farm for a whole season.
That's true. It did take place on. I wonder if that's a callback. It probably is. There's another Walking Dead callback to this film that we're going to come up on here in a couple minutes, but
there's a couple. I don't know if that was a particular callback, because it was sort of, I think that Kirkman wrote it specifically for the fact that Georgia has a lot of farms.
That's fair.
But other ones with a farmhouse, aren't they in a farmhouse at the end of 28 Days Later? Yes,
they are.
Yeah, I believe so.
But I don't think that's quite the same. I'm sure we're missing a big one, but
yeah, we probably are. So we'll circle back to that as well as the first question. Continuing with my exploration of 1968 in history, when last we left off, it was when 2001 A Space Odyssey was premiering in theaters alongside Planet of the Apes, which was a significant thing. 2 days afterward, 2 days after April 2nd, was a very historic day for two reasons. So we've talked a bit, and we'll continue to talk about the civil rights movement in 1968, and how significant this year was in the civil rights movement, and how even this film played a part in that. But April 4th was one of the most significant days of the civil rights movement, as this was the day that Martin Luther King Jr. Was shot dead in Memphis, Tennessee. And you know, that also basically coincided with a lot of riots breaking out afterwards. You know, it was a very sort of momentous day in not only American history, but also the civil rights movement itself. And then that very same day, the Apollo 6 was launched, and it was the second and last unmanned test flight for the Saturn V launch vehicle.
Hmm.
It's a very, very, very pivotal day right there on both these.
You know, it was also the same day that George Romero and Hardman were driving down to D.C. to get their film. What's the word I'm looking for?
Distributed.
Really?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yep, they said in an interview that it was as they were driving down to get to D.C. to work out a film deal that they heard on the radio that Martin Luther King had been shot.
That's crazy, man. It's really interesting. I mean, it must have been such a you know, and I mean, obviously right now we're in a time where there's a lot of, you know, racial tension, and especially, you know, in regards to violence and prejudicial type things. But, you know, I mean, that was at the height of the civil rights movement, and obviously Martin Luther King being such a huge figure. Like, I can't even imagine, like, being, you know, seeing that type of stuff on the news. Things are, like, that big and that significant for our country. Like, I don't know. That's crazy.
Totally. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's what I've got for old April 4th, 1968.
Yep, I'm gonna go ahead and do that. I can go ahead and nip one of those. Let's call back to it again. It's in the butt here, real quick. Jump scare. The first jump scare in a film was the movie Cat People.
Cat People.
Cat People.
Huh. What was that? What was that film?
It was a movie about cat people.
Is there any additional details? I figured that much.
No, I've seen it around here and there. I have never watched it. It's you know, it's one of those just really old horror films. Some people argue that it may have been the Phantom of the Opera with Lon Chaney when he takes the mask off. Then there's a loud sort of like a abrupt sound when he takes his mask off. So.
Huh.
There you go.
I bet, like, I mean, seeing that for the first time in a film probably did work really well. Like,
yeah, so it is 1942's Cat People that most people consider to be the first. But, yeah, I imagine the first time that happened in a movie, it scared the crap out of everybody.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, probably.
Because you're not prepared for this talkie to just, like, jump out at you.
All right, here's the synopsis of Cat People. An American man falls in love with a mysterious Serbian immigrant who believes she will turn into a cat if she gives in to her carnal desires.
Oh, boy.
Hello.
One star, literally.
Oh, boy. That's, there you go. One star. Well, I mean, you know, filmmaking was different back then.
Yes.
Apparently, storytelling was, too.
Yeah,
apparently.
Seriously.
They're like, this movie is a horror film and sex ed all wrapped up into one.
Hey, well, back in the day, I mean, that was better. That was more sex ed than they were getting in schools, that's for sure.
What, you're gonna turn into a cat if you do it?
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
Better than nothing, am I right? Actually, that probably wasn't better than nothing.
Yeah, probably not.
Nothing probably would have been better. They can just figure it out on their own.
Probably could have.
Oh, man. All right. Is that all we've got for minute number 12?
Yeah, moving right along.
All right. Well, then we hope you will join us tomorrow for minute number 13 on the Living Dead Minute.
Station.